This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iran's supreme leader has pardoned tens of thousands of prisoners, including some arrested in recent anti-government protests, state media reported on Sunday, after a deadly state crackdown helped quell the nationwide unrest. Quote, the supreme leader of the Islamic Revolution agreed to pardon and reduce the punishment of tens of thousands of defendants and convicts on the occasion of the 44th anniversary of the victory of the Islamic Revolution, a news anchor said on news agency IRNA. However, the pardon approved by Ayatollah Ali Khamenei came with conditions, according to details announced in state media reports, which said the measures would not apply to any of the numerous dual nationals held in Iran. China is threatening what it calls further actions after the U.S. military shot down a balloon that had been flying over the U.S., AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Defense officials say they're combing through a 7-mile debris field left behind from that giant white orb, which they've identified as a surveillance device. The Pentagon says it was shot down Saturday once it was safely over the Atlantic near Myrtle Beach, where Angela Mosley had her camera rolling.
That's my Air Force right there, buddy.
China says this was an accidental breach, warning of potential repercussions. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pakistan's former President Pervez Musharraf, a key U.S. ally in the campaign against al-Qaeda following the militant group's September 11, 2001 attacks, died in Dubai on Sunday after a prolonged illness. He was 79. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Regional heads of state have called for an immediate ceasefire by all parties in eastern Congo. Tensions have grown amid talk of war as Congo and neighboring Rwanda trade allegations of backing armed rebels. VOA's Marissa Melton reports.
The communique issued at the end of an East African Community Summit also directed countries contributing troops to immediately deploy more soldiers to a region created and sent to eastern Congo last year. The heads of state of Congo and Rwanda attended in what was called a cordial and friendly atmosphere. Some observers fear a rising death toll if the two countries slide again into all-out conflict. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The head of Russia's private Wagner military said on Sunday fierce fighting was ongoing in the northern parts of the Ukrainian city of Bakhmut, which has been the focus of Russian forces' attention for weeks. Yevgeny Prigozhin, the founder and head of the Wagner group, said his soldiers were, quote, fighting for every street, every house, every stairwell against Ukrainian forces who were not retreating. Russian forces have been attempting to encircle and capture Bakhmut, a city in the eastern Donbas region, for weeks and appear to have been making slow, grinding, and costly progress. Two Russian missiles hit the center of Kharkiv in Ukraine's northeast, with one of the missiles striking a residential building, local officials said on Sunday. Reuters footage showed debris scattered around the street in a large crater in front of the residential building. Kharkiv's governor said on Telegram messaging platform, quote, a residential building in the city center was hit. A fire broke out. So far, three victims are known, a 54-year-old woman and two men aged 51 and 55. A former Israeli prime minister who served briefly as a mediator at the start of Russia's war with Ukraine says he drew a promise from the Russian president not to kill his Ukrainian counterpart, Volodymyr Zelensky. Former Prime Minister Naftali Bennett became the intermediary in the war's first weeks, becoming one of the few Western leaders to meet President Vladimir Putin in a snap trip to Moscow. Bennett's mediation efforts appear to have done little to end the bloodshed that continues to today. A highway pileup in central China has killed 16 people and injured dozens, authorities said Sunday, with footage aired on a local media showing burning trucks and smashed cars. Nearly 50 vehicles were involved in multiple collisions along a highway in Hunan province. I'm Joe Ramsey.